Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight's that night we just give God the glory. We praise Him. We love Him and we adore Him. Tonight's a special night for me. And I believe, can we talk? I want to just take a moment to just give God the glory and to thank Him for everything He's done for us today. And the more was to let the world know that we have a man on our side. His name is Jesus. And so tonight, that night, before we go, let's offer prayer. We're going to open the lines up. We're going to talk. Can we talk? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you this day. This particular hour, give you the thanks and the praise. We come to love you and to adore you. We come to magnify your name. Above all above, we say thank you for what you've done for us, for the ultimate price that Jesus paid for us. Our sins have been forgiven. As we come before you with thanksgiving, we praise hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now today is a day, Father, that we rejoice. And you showed us to talk. Can we talk? We want to talk with you. So give us the fullness of it. Bless somebody. Bless America. Bless us, Father. Go on and come. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, I wanted to say to everybody that's coming and listening, one of the things is, can we talk? And I've just been moved by God to do this. And I'm finding that we're having a great time by the people coming on. And sometimes it may not look like it's going to be many, but there's a whole lot of it. And I put some scriptures down that I'd like to share with you. And then we'll ask Dr. Gamble to talk to us. And it says here, hear this, all people. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world. I was hungry, I will not tell you, for the world is mine. Somebody put me on mute, please. For the world is mine, and all its fullness. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightning lifted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. The heavens are yours. Earth is also yours. The word and all its fullness, you have found them. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. Amen. So, hello, doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Hunter.
I tell you, I'm just so happy today. I've been so full of fire all day today. I've been putting stuff down, putting stuff up, picking up, putting it up, picking up, putting it up, and I've just been saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And so Thank I know you. That one thing that we come to tonight on our program, one of the things we are looking at, can we talk? There are a lot of people out there, Dr. Gamble. Am I saying the name right? Gamble?
Yes.
There are a lot of people out there that need help. How can we help them?
How can we help them?
Yeah.
First of all, Dr. Hunter, they got to realize the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes people trying to fight their own battles without God's
mm-hmm.
strength. We got to have the strength
mm-hmm.
of the Lord to fight these
mm-hmm.
battles. No matter what you're going through, you got to have God. You got to
mm-hmm.
have God's strength. And the key thing is
mm-hmm.
we got to have his Holy Spirit, the Spirit
Amen.
Of God. We got to have the Spirit of God to fight these battles, because we cannot fight these battles that we'll go through with our own strength.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
I want to help somebody tonight. The battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord.
To the Lord.
It belongs
the
to
battle.
The Lord.
The Lord. So then when we get up to the understanding that the battle belongs to the Lord, what do we do to get them to be more in tune with what we're talking about? What do we as believers do for them?
We got to walk that walk and talk that talk, first of all.
Oh, my God. Serious.
We got to realize, we saints of God, we got to realize in order for you to, somebody watching your life. So
mm-hmm.
we got to realize the battle is not ours, but it belongs to God. And then when we realize that, we got to recognize our human limitations. and allow God's strength to work through us. Our fears, mm-hmm. our weakness, we gotta let God work through that stuff for us. Because we can't work through it. Even though we're believers, we gotta allow God to work through this. And then we gotta make sure our interest is in God. Not just our own selfish desires.
Yes.
Say it again, the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord.
Well, the battle belongs to the
Lord. See, we can ask God, Dr. Hunter, we can ask God for our daily, to help us in our daily battles. We can ask God to do that. Sometimes, I guess we think we believers that we don't have to. We have to renew this thing every day that's in us.
We can't just go on every day.
This is an everyday thing. We got to ask God to renew it, restore God.
Amen.
Because I want to say tonight, the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord. Even when you're weak and when you're going through stuff, when people harass you, when you're tired, you're disgusted. And let me tell you something, even when you don't have no money, honey, when your money's funny, they say. But when you have God on your side, you can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You got to be determined to make it. You have God on your side.
So in other words, it's to never give up. And never quit.
Never quit.
Never. We have another person on the line.
You can't make it like that.
You're right. We got another person on the line. Let's see what they got to say. Hello, my beloved. You got a word you want to? Can we talk? Hello? This is Dr. Hunter. Can we talk?
Good evening, Dr. Hunter. And good evening, Dr. Roberta. This is Jerry Stokes out of Galveston. Just want to say that I agree with you. The battle is the Lord's, not ours. The Word of God says that if we seek Him first in all things, that Jesus shall be ours. But we are looking to Jesus in every situation. We're looking to Jesus in misunderstanding. And we are hoping that and knowing that the Lord will hear us when we ask, oh God, work it out. Because the devil comes to destroy and kill and cause confusion. But God says if we keep our hope in Him and stick to the Word, He will work any situation out. Because the battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. But we must seek Him first. I read in the scripture, 2 Chronicles, I read 18 through 20. If we seek the Lord in all things, He will give us the answer and He will work it out. This is why we can say the battle belongs to the Lord. Because the adversary comes to kill, steal, destroy, and cause confusion. But we ask God, just call on His name, Jesus. That's what Jehoshaphat did. He called on the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God is
Come on, talk.
Did He work it out? I believe He did.
Yes, He did.
My. What I know this much, I know much the Lord has poured on you today to talk to us now. How are you going to tell somebody that knows you, that watching you, but don't like you? What you going to do, my beloved sister? What you going to do?
I would tell her to seek the Lord. And because if you don't have any peace, if they don't like you, and they don't have any peace, and you get so entangled up to that thing, you don't have any peace, that brings on all kind of ex-benefits. That's what I call it, ex-benefits. Ex-benefits is stress, headaches, depression, etc. But if you cry out to the Lord and ask Him, what shall I do? Will you get the victory? Or should I stand down? He will let you know what to do. It's always asking the Lord, oh God, what shall I do? Speak
His praise. Give
Him
praise. Give Him glory. He'll tell you what to do. Yes. Amen. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I just want to say in Exodus 14 and 15, when the Lord told Moses to stop praying and get moving. Sometimes we pray about stuff and know that God has told us to do it, and then we still praying about it and seeking guidance, and then Sometimes we just got to do it. Go do it. See, and that caused a battle in your mind. Your mind get all confused and all that stuff, and the devil playing with your mind. So, you know, we got to move and do what God tells us to do and stop playing this thing, because sometimes when we do that, we finding excuses to postpone what God tells us to do instead of go ahead on and do it. I don't know what's going on, but we got to get it moving. We got to get it moving. God has told us to do some things, and we still waiting on, saying we waiting on God. No, he didn't tell you what to do. Just get moving and begin to do it. And
amen.
When we in that battle and can see our way out, we can't see our way sometimes. Don't panic. Don't panic. Just know that God is right there, and he's going to make a way.
Mm-hmm.
See, God ain't going to send you out and don't make no way. He's going to make the way.
Well, can I say this? In, if you mentioned 2 Corinthians 6:11, and this is something I've discovered. When then, as workers, we workers together with him, are pleased with you. Let's see the grace of God. We receive. The more we come together and talk, the more the grace of God comes upon us. The more we see the enlightenment of God comes upon us. Therefore, since we all know that we have this ministry, let us come before God and give God the glory. What God wants to do, he wants to take us in righteousness, exceed a point. Like you said, the battle don't belong to KSK radio station. The battle belongs to the Lord. So what
belong
we
to
do
the
is we belong to the Lord. Not our fight. Anybody else? I got one lady I call in. Prophets, are you there?
Amen. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen.
We got a
battle.
The battle is, we've been told, can we talk? Can we talk?
Amen.
That's a broad, can we talk?
Can we talk? And you know what, man of God, let me tell you something. Sometimes we be fighting other people's battles, that's not even ours. How about this?
Mm-hmm. Now you got some more people listening. You got some more people listening. Dr.
Amen.
Gamble, she's the host of the, Dr. Gamble, you're the host. You going to respond to that?
Yeah. Huh? I believe what she's saying. Yeah, we try to fight other people's battle when it's not even ours.
Amen.
Just like I say, you try to fight your own battles when it belongs to the Lord. Give it to the
That's
Lord
right.
and let it alone and just keep on praising. Go on about your way and praising God. Next thing you know, it's fixed. It's done.
It's done.
See, sometimes we worry about it. We want to worry about it. Begin to doubt out. Begin to let doubt set in. No, we don't supposed to do that. Give it to God and move right along. I've seen people that come from the doctor. I've seen them. This was a long time ago. Lady said, "The Lord, the doctor say I got 6 months." I say, "Well, praise the Lord." I say, "Well, why you got the 6 months? Just praise him like you never before." That lady lived 9 years.
Okay.
My God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who report you gonna believe? The report of the Lord. Yeah, I say, hey, you got 6 months. She thought I was going to feel sorry for her, which I didn't feel sorry, but I say, hey, praise the Lord while you're in the 6 months, because you know you're saved, you're a believer. Go right on to glory, honey. I say, praise the Lord. That lady lived 9 years, had 9 bypass operations,
heart operations.
And laid up in a nursing home witnessing and encouraging people that's coming to see her.
Oh, my God.
God
that
is
just
a good God. If we just let God have it, not us, let it go and let God take care of it. Because we can't do it in our own strength. It's by the Spirit of God that does it. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God takes care of that.
Mm.
Even when we're fighting against precious rulers of this darkness, of this dark world, temptation's going to come. We are not exempt. We're not exempt.
No.
We're not exempt from problems. We're not exempt from every life circumstances. We're not exempt. Just because we're believers, we're not exempt. Some people think, oh, well, Why, where is God? Because a death come upon your family member. Where is God? Okay.
Oh,
he didn't tell you it was going to stay forever and ever. We was born, so we don't die.
Amen.
But we can die in Jesus Christ. We can die. Come on, talk to him to somebody.
Amen.
I don't want to off the radio.
That's all right, but you're the host. I want a person that her last phone number is 7413. Can we talk? The last phone numbers of your cell phone, 7413. Can we talk?
I think that's
Amen.
Just a listener. He want to be a listener.
Okay, I know one just dropped off. I know some people just want to listen. Let us encourage them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. We all have a ministry.
Yes.
We have a ministry. It has a name.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give it the title. It's a ministry. Whether you got the hands to heal, you got the prophets.
Yes.
You're the prophet.
Yes.
You got the word. You can teach. You can sing. But it's a ministry.
Ministry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to the Lord. I like the way you said, Doctor. Can we give it to God? Can we give it to God? He'll fight our battle.
Yes, he will. Even in sickness. Even in sickness.
I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness.
Me too, Doctor Hunter.
I was there.
Doctor Hunter.
So it looks like I didn't even make my way. But I wanted this to do this here. Now, as you said earlier, there's condemnation. And there are people going to fight us. They hate us. They don't have mercy on us. I don't like you. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Do you know who I really am? Do you know I have the power to curse you? I said, is that right? You have the power not to put a word of God. You bought them for wrong. And now I'm going to say, okay.
Wrong tree.
The wrong tree. And the Bible says me,
right.
in Colossians, Colossians, he said, it's in Galatians, God say, Jesus Christ became a curse for us.
Yeah.
So you can't put a curse on me. Take that curse on somebody else. You know, we got people like that that talk like that every day. I'm gonna put a curse on you. I'm going to call you not to walk right. I'm going to fix you. I'm gonna get you,
ma'am. I'm telling the build a bridge and get over it. Me, the devil is alive.
I know that's right. I send that I always say I cancel that contract and send it back to the sender.
Amen.
You wanna send it out? You gonna get it back?
I say send it to the pits of hell and let it burn up. You have no authority here. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. Me or my family, all my prayer partners. In the name of Jesus, I guarantee you they'll back off.
I'm telling you.
Because not God's anointed and doing his prophets no harm.
Oh, my God. This is some teaching, Lord Jesus. Woo, Jesus. And you know what I've come to understand in my life? At 70 years old, I don't look like I'm telling you. I'm bragging. But I think those things are in my heart. As a man thinks in his heart, how old is he? I think I'm 25. Now, I'm not going to act like a 25-year-old man. I'm going to act like a full-grown man. But I'm not going to become a old man. I'm not going to become a fool.
Right.
I'm going to take the word of God. I'm going to let it be my standard. And one of the things I was just today, as I was at the, when I had cancer, they said I had cancer. I didn't receive it. I didn't want it, like I told the doctor. I said, Doctor, well, you got cancer. I said, that cancer don't belong to me. The doctor looked at me and said, what? I said, no, the cancer don't belong to me. It belongs to the devil. He said it, I'm going to send it back to him. And guess what? They couldn't find it. After they did several checks a year later, they still can't find it.
That's right.
Well, we can't. We want to monitor you. I said, go ahead and monitor it. But I know what the word says. By the stripes Jesus bore on his back, this man, J. Hunter, is healed. mind,
already
body.
Healed. You was already healed.
Already healed.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and see the devil is upset of all of us. And when
yes.
we take notice, when the devil don't like you and I because we stand
right.
for something. See,
yes.
when you don't
yes.
stand, push over. You on my side, ain't you? I'm not on your side. What side you got? I ain't got no side. God ain't
that's
got no
right.
sides. God's righteousness and truth and liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you wanna leave with this? Well, that ain't what I'm talking about. No. See, when I read the Bible, see, he's equipping the saints. He's equipping the saints for the work of the ministry to edify this body of Christ that we may fulfill it. Every one of us on this radio tonight, God has called us to a fulfillment.
Yes.
A fulfillment. Now, I don't care if I'm 120 years old, I'm going to have to fulfill it. Because the Bible says, as man came, so his soul
mm-hmm.
shall he return. One day I'm going to have to return. Right now, I'm going to say like this boy. Look at him and say like the boy. You know what, mama? Y'all, we going out in this mud. We going to just, I'm going to get out and I'm going to whoop that devil and splash it out on his face everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, now what we got to do, let me ask this. Can we talk? Now, what's wrong in America? What's really wrong with America right now? Can we talk?
Need enough prayer.
I don't hear you.
Need prayer. They're not praying. They're not speaking.
It's a lot of,
they're speaking bad.
People not praying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm be like that. They're not praying. Wow. They're not praying.
They're not praying. And they're not
praying,
believing,
and they're not
receiving.
They're not believing. And then they
and
got that boy B attitude. That's right.
Yeah.
A bad attitude. Now, how do you help a person that's got a bad attitude? How do we help a person that's got a bad attitude?
They got this boy with me. They don't care about nothing. It's all about them. But what about Jesus? He's the head of my household. You know, and then they, I don't force Jesus on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But if God put in my spirit to pray for that person, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Either they receive it or they don't. You didn't do what I told you to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I went to get some eyeglasses, and this lady, I mean, beautiful lady. And I went to her, and her and my husband were sitting by, and they were older than me. They had to be about, the lady had to be about 70, 80.
Mm-hmm.
And but she was beautiful, but you can see, you know, I needed to pray. She needed prayer that day. So I went to her and said, excuse me, ma'am, can I pray for you? I thought her husband was going to stand up or hit me. She said, no. I said, you know what? God bless you. You missed your blessings. And I just went on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's why I said, I know it. There are a lot of men's of prophecies. There are a lot of men that keep their wife under subjection to what they want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, what Jesus said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Love the church.
And there are many men. And so my call is reach the men to try to tell them. Some men don't want to hear, but some men don't want to hear what I'm saying. But I say, hey, man, if I tell you what I used to do, what you mean you do? I used to be a drug dealer. What? Yeah, how you get out? I said, I wouldn't come straight to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me tell you, I almost got caught when I was a young man over there in Germany, when I was packing a whole lot of that opium on my back and making money. And I said, but you know what? When God sent a black man in my path and said his name, he said, God, Snowboy was his name. Black is black eyes, is white as snow. He said, God told me to tell you, he called you. I said, call me for what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm messing with my game. He messing with my seat. So I was making that money, sweetheart. You messing with my game. When I found out what God meant, I said, ain't no game.
Come
ain't on. No game. I'm the end of the game. You got to come to me. And so When I got a big fight of the 17 people jumped on me, but God gave me the strength to fight my way out of that battle. And I said, Lord,
see that?
And I was scared. I said, oh Lord, whatever you want, I think I'll do it. I think I'll do it. No, no, think. Are you going to
bring it to you?
Amen. So I used to carry. You name it, I had it. But I try to encourage these young men. And I try to encourage these who are going out there, want to mess around. Stop it, brother. Stop it. Come on in and pray. Let's have some fun. The best fun I've ever had is prayer. Most black men today, and I heard somebody there on the prayer line, a G-Man prayer line, talking about the black man in Fifth Ward. You see, the first thing has to happen in Fifth Ward, we got to get all those, help me, Lord Jesus, all those supposed to be preachers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out of the dog and come on into the light.
Yes.
See, they got a footstep. I call it a footstep gospel. A footstep gospel. They're going to put one foot here, and they're going to put one foot up here, and they're going to say, I'm going to step up.
And you forgot, don't forget about the down low pastors, too.
Mm. Okay, I'm gonna hit them. See, and those people, pastors, God, this woman, she feed me like I'm a baby. Okay, the down low pastors, and what they need to understand is that they need to drop what they're doing.
Stop playing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. God will forgive you. I know God will forgive you. He can forgive me.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Okay.
I shot a man 6 times and missed him.
Ooh.
But God forgave me. But God didn't let me kill him.
Yeah.
Because I meant to kill him. But God has a plan for me. What plan he want me to preach the gospel? Am I ashamed of it? No. I don't care what somebody thinks about me. I don't care about you, not my Savior. And that's the reason why. When I asked God for this radio station, I was told, and I'm going to tell you, God bless these women. That's why I said bless the women. On the first year, I've been about 5 years on this radio station. And one day I was on there, my last day, been up for 1 year, about, and I said, Lord, I don't know what else to do. I said, you got to help me. At the same time, there was a lady that called me. She says, Dr. Hunter, I heard your prayer. What can I do to help you?
Jesus.
I mean, she got me pumped up, pushed up, and pushed out. And I tell you what, God did. I thank God for her, Dr. Dolores. And she is a powerful woman of God. I mean, when she put the word down. And see, that's why I helped a lot of people. And I'm not braggadocious. Can we talk?
Yes.
Can we?
Amen.
See, can we talk? The first thing I always said, I want my house clean.
Yes.
I want my yard manicured.
That's right.
Now, wait a minute, honey. What are you talking about? No, I want you to see my surroundings. Oh, they represent me. I'll be honest with you. My wife, after 49 years being married to her, she got some new things she want to have. Somebody said, you going to do that for your wife? I said, until the day I die. To the day I die, because she's my woman. We don't see things all together eye to eye, but we come
that's
to one
right.
thing. We come to agreement.
Yes.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Uh-huh.
Faces us every day, like one sister said. We can't get out of the bed unless we say, Lord, let your anointing cover me today.
Yes.
We wake up in the hallelujah, somebody. One thing
you
did.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen. I would like somebody to do this for me. I would like somebody to get this for me. If you can't get your Bible, go to 2 Corinthians 5:18 and read it. And I want you to see something, what God has done for us. Can we talk? 2 Corinthians 5:18. Amen.
5:18?
Yes, ma'am. Second Corinthians, 5th chapter, verse 18.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, because I was in Chronicles earlier, so I was...
That's all right. Okay.
5 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm getting it. It said, and all things are of God, who
mm-hmm.
had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See what God has done? See what God has reconciled?
Yes.
He has recalled us. It's like, boom, he brought us back.
Back to himself.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Back to himself.
And he blotted out all our sins.
Come on, Jesus.
Yes, he blotted out our sins and made us righteous.
Mm.
So that means we are no longer strangers. We ain't foreigners or enemies to God.
No.
When we trust in Christ.
And that's the reason why I'm trying to get many things that I do with the radio station. But the Bible say Timothy, God spoke to Timothy and said, but you we watchful, young people, and do all afflictions. And I want you to remember to do the work of the evangelist. Fulfill your ministry, young men, elder men, old men. Fulfill, like the Apostle Paul. Paul said, he said, I must, M-U-S-T, I must go to Rome. I must go to Rome. Sometime Rome is in our neighborhood. Sometime Rome was in prison. Sometime Rome's in the hospital. But I must go to Rome. Why? Because God had assigned. God has assigned all of us on this radio station. He's assigned. We brought us. See, some of those, some of y'all know more than I probably know. And some probably know. Or not. I'm going to say like a lady said earlier, said, no, I don't know more than God. I ain't trying to play God. I ain't no little Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't. I'm not going to do that. But I want us to know. See, right now, what's happening in America, not only don't want prayer, but you get on Facebook and tell people, we're going to have some prayer. But they get on there and talk about this and talk about that. And when it's happy birthday, I said, that's what it's about. Can we get the word? All I try to do is put the word out there.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Because time is short. And you know what? I ain't gonna miss my blessing for nobody.
Me neither.
Like I told him, I love you so much, but let me tell you something. You need to stay on my ship.
Amen.
Don't get up to somebody else's ship. You go to somebody else's ship, it's going to call me delicious. Am I right about it?
Right.
See, one thing I've come to know in my life, as we said, can we
talk? Can we talk?
Can we talk? Somebody out there needs to have a voice. Somebody out there is a sinner. Somebody's a liar. Somebody's a whoremonger. Somebody's a homosexual. Somebody's a lesbian. Somebody's a thiever. Somebody's practicing witchcraft. Somebody's a spirit of Jezebel. But we have come, we got the POWR to release that anointing.
Yes.
See, I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of folks that get mad at Kenneth Copeland, but Kenneth Copeland got his ministry on fire.
Okay.
He got his ministry on fire. Now, a lot of folks get on, they want to come, and I've come to find out why he's got it on fire, because he has order. He has order in the ministry.
Yeah. That's what it's supposed
to be. Everybody said, well, I'm gonna do this. And see, I know because I used to be, when I was with John Osteen, so he went to glory, I never saw so much order. But because I went to him and told him, and God put us together, every black preacher in Houston, Hunter, you love that white man. I said, no, I don't. I love what God's doing through him. He's showing me He's teaching me some understanding. He's showing me how to love despite of being hated. Okay. He's showing me because color doesn't matter. What? Oh, man, we teach it out there. No, you don't. I tell him, no, you don't. You wouldn't let a woman get up in the pulpit.
See that?
Hello, somebody.
Hello.
They don't want nobody.
When you was talking about that 518, see, and like you said, the man was showing you how to do this thing and how to go about things. See, that's what God was talking about. When God give us the privileges and when we reconcile with God and he give us privilege and encouragement, we got to do the same for other people. See, some people could, they get up there and they want to be selfish. They don't want to help nobody, but you got to help somebody. He didn't give you this thing to hold on to for yourself. He give you this thing, the Holy Spirit, to help somebody else to receive it and to come on in and do the works of the Lord. See, and some people don't want to do that.
No.
They want all that. Well, honey, you better pray. Okay, help me pray. Help me. Teach me something.
That's
teach
what I'm
me
talking
something.
About.
Help me. I don't mind helping nobody. I don't care. I just see people. How you doing, sweetheart? How you doing, dog? How you doing today? They don't even know. I don't even know these people. But that could be the thing to help them along the way. You don't know what they got in their mind. Suicidal. You don't know if they hurting. You don't know nothing. You just know that's a kind word when you pass by. That how you doing today, ma'am? How you doing, sweetheart? That could help them through the day. They could go back and say, well, you know, I thank God for that.
Well, you don't want to
say, some people tell them God loves them, and they look, well, how do you know? Because he's love.
Yeah.
He died for you. He died for me.
Yeah.
God loves you. And they get to thinking, well, okay. I know the devil don't like me because you know why? I stopped too many suicides.
Uh-huh.
You don't like me and I don't like you.
Lord, my mama.
So I'm gonna do what God tell me to do. I'm going to do it.
Amen.
Whatever it
Amen.
Costs, it costs. We got to pay
Amen.
The cost. Jesus paid the cost for us.
Yes, he did.
He paid it off. So we can't do sometimes we don't want to go through a little bit of something. Yeah, you got to go through something.
You got to go through the fire.
Got to.
How about that?
You got to go through the fire.
And when you see God here, you tell somebody. Tell somebody. I know God healed me during my process of dialysis. I was telling everybody I see. Oh, people wouldn't even know I'm on dialysis unless I told them.
Mm-hmm. But because what
unless
God did,
happen to see that bandage on my arm, and I see him looking
God.
At me funny, they wouldn't know. Cause
my
I didn't have go around my mouth stuck out and feeling
that's
sorry
right.
for myself. No.
Then Lord me, yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
That's so true.
What you know?
That
that
and
so
and
true.
When the Bible said, "Victory is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit," said the Lord of hosts.
That's what he said. That's it. See, but when you see
they
one thing.
They doing it in their own power. No, he say by my Spirit.
By
my
spirit.
We ain't got no power.
Said, sister, said.
I say,
well, you know,
man, Lord Jesus. You know, Dr. Hunt, I'm glad you mistakenly, so you say, call me that day.
I just obeyed
God. I called his number by mistake. And he say, no. Wasn't no mistake. I said, no. Wasn't a mistake.
No.
God knew what he was doing. He was trying to get in touch with me for a reason.
Yes. And see, right now, we're going through some changes right now. And I've had some people I've been trying to talk with some people about and bring them to a point. But everybody said, well, you know what they're going to do? I said, let me tell you something. It really doesn't make a difference what they do to me. Because what God has done. It's already done.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna worry. I'm gonna obey God. And somebody they're gonna do this for us. That's okay. That don't bother me. I'm gonna still love them, in spite of them, forgive
that's
them.
That's right. That's what you're supposed to do.
And I'm gonna keep moving them because it's not gonna stop me because I know who I am. See, I know I'm 6'2". Amen. I know I've got the education. As they say, education. I know I've been there. What I want to say,
don't panic.
No,
they
never.
May not know your story, but they know the glory. How about that?
Amen.
Yes.
How about that? This?
Amen.
What I want to say to everybody, as we come to what God is doing for us, I want us to come to one understanding. I'm going to do this for the next time. I'm going to obey God and do what God told me to do. And so
right.
Monday through Thursday, I'm going to have the radio program open from 7:30 until 8:30. And I'm
okay.
going to give the time. I got to reach the unreach and tell the untold in the month of August, because something is getting ready to happen. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you know what? It's a shifting in the atmosphere. You can feel it.
Yes.
It's a shifting going on. May not understand it. I'm not going to try to understand it. All I know is in my spirit, I've been feeling for how long? 2 weeks now. I say it's a shifting. So Monday is another shifting have taken place. It's two shifting have taken place. So I have to just trust God, because the doctor say, well, Ms. Minkins, you know, you have fibromyalgia. That's not what my father say. Okay, I had a procedure done last Wednesday. I've been in pain since then, but I'm still praising God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praising him. Get up praising him, go to bed praising, but I talk to him, not just praying. I talk to God.
Yes.
Because some things is going on. And you know, you can pray. We can pray, yes, we can pray, but you got to talk to God. You got to have a relationship with him.
Yes, ma'am.
I found my granddaughter. My granddaughter is, she be 10 Wednesday. And she told me, she said, she's an evangelist. I said, well, who told you that? She said, Jesus.
All right.
She's 9 years old. She's been having her prayer language since she was two.
Mm-hmm.
And she prayed for people in the stores. And the people being just weeping, I need this. I really needed this. God bless you. I really need it. You never know who going through what.
You never know who going.
Somebody need just a touch, just a word from God, and that go a long way. Amen.
Amen. But like I said, I know this much. But the thing that I would say to everybody, when we take what God is saying to us, somebody says, well, let me tell you what God said. God said, I am beside me, there's none other. And I want everybody with me on this session. Tonight we got about another 10 minutes. We're gonna lift up the name of Jesus continuously. We're going to pray.
Yes.
And I want you to know, I got the phone numbers on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I'm going to obey God.
Yes.
And if you want to come, I'm not going to get angry, but I'm putting some organization in. And I'm going to put a person each day. Thursday night is going to be Dr. Gamma. She's going to be the one as a host for the whole program. And she gets what God gives her to give. I'm just going to back up. I'm going to back up. I'm doing what God told me to do.
Okay.
I want you to know what I'm saying. God has said to me. Somebody said, well, how do you know what God said to me? I said, read the word. He said, I speak and I lie not. Look at the word. And one thing I said to somebody, I said, I don't know too much. One thing I will say, what I do know is, when God speaks, he don't speak with, No. He don't speak that way. God speaks with authority.
Yes.
He speaks with authority. He thunders. He rolls, he shakes the water, and he shakes the wholeness of what we live in. And so I would say to everybody, right now there are some people in this world we live in that got cancer, got heart attacks, diabetes, the stomach issues, got the kidneys all messed up.
Yes.
Got the liver messed up. Got the eardrum messed up. You name it, the enemy has come to attack. But God has said to those who can believe,
yes,
possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not something, but all things are possible. Beloved,
mm-hmm.
I'm a witness. When they told me that my heart was wrong, they said I got a, when it beats, it's kind of slow beat, pop, pop, pop. But I said,
mm-hmm.
okay, God, when I was at the hearts, when I went to the doctor Monday, and they checked me, gave me the test, and I was in the last one for 1 hour. I was in the tunnel. I called the tongue, and I was saying, Lord, I have to trust you. And let me
yeah.
tell you something. While they had me in there, I began to pray in tongues, and I began
oh,
God
yeah.
to and to praise him. And all of a sudden, there came a clear light like I've never seen before in my life. But at the same time, they put in that fluid in my body. And I said, oh, Jesus. And then one heard the lady said, we got you, Miss Son. But I tell you what, it looked like I see my whole self in my body. But what, nothing there but this light. God, I'm a... And I asked the lady who understands, she said, Hunter, God has took you from glory to another glory. He wants you to be obedient.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I don't, as the little boy said, I done snuck it down. What you want, Lord? What you want to do? Not so much as that.
It.
But I want to give all the glory to God.
Yeah.
Because I want to be, see, right now people don't believe that you can raise the dead.
Yes, yes.
Oh, they did. We can't raise, you can, yes, you can, by your faith. That's what the devil does. See, we fighting that fight. My God Almighty. Pastors, I want to come to church. I want to come to your church and tell you about what God can do for you. He said, well, we have to get, let's get together. We sit down and figure what's a good day for you to come. A good day for God to come. And your wife got cancer. And I believe it. And you see me on the Weaver Street on the Lockwood when a man got killed, is dead. I put hands on raising from the dead. You don't believe what God can do?
Oh, he can
do it. Honey, you losing. Okay, I've lost it. I've lost it for the world, but I'm for Jesus Christ. So, Beverly, so Dr. Gamble, it's your program. Go ahead. It's up to you to close it up. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, I'm in. You're talking good, Dr. Hunter. I was enjoying it because that's what we should be out there doing. We building the faith that we have. We building that thing when we out there doing these things, doing what God told us to do. See, and that just happened. You get all excited. You know, it's not thinking that we doing it. No. We ain't doing nothing but God using us. His power through us is laying hands on the people. If you don't get healed, I mean, we can't get mad about it. I don't be upset because it wasn't me no way. I was just being obedient. So
well,
I want to
let y'all know sometime in the month of September, I'm going to ask on a Saturday, I'm going to rent a building, a hotel room, and I'm going to ask everybody that want to be a part of it to come. Ain't going to be no charge. I'm going to pay for it.
Okay.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Amen.
See, because the time is coming. We got to serve some fire. Got to serve some fire. And my grandmother always said, if you ain't got a load, he said, just shake the back end of that back to that fire and see what happens. And throw a log in there and see when it fires. See, we got to take some fire and throw it into the fire. And people don't want that. When I find out that more black men's going to prison, more black men being murdered, more black men being put down. What's wrong with my people? Where is my help? Jeremiah said, where are they, Lord? He cried. He cried out for them. Jeremiah cried. Ezekiel cried out. Where are my people? God said, where are my people? Satan is trying to say, I got you where I want you. He just said, L-I-E. And the blood of Jesus Christ will come against him. And I will say to everybody, listen, If you want to get the fullness of the Holy Ghost, we will pray for you right now, and we watch God anoint you, and we'll watch you speak in other tongues. Well, don't do that. Well, you better go read the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, where Paul says he's on the upper coast, he's passing, and that's me and he passed. And he asked him a question. Since you believe, have you received?
Have you received?
Mm-hmm. We ain't heard nothing. See, that's what's happening today. Oh, Jesus, you done got me out of blood. Somebody needs some help right now. Somebody needs some help right now. We're here to believe for you. You want to be healed or whatever you go. Somebody going right now through a heartache. Some man done broke your heart. He ain't worth it. Let me tell you, I'm a man. We go with a man, and he's after one thing. He wants to go and get him a sugar shack. If he get him a sugar shack, he's doing good. Give that monkey up. Give him up. I'm telling you the truth. That man has no respect for God.
Amen.
A woman is to be loved and cherished and honored.
Hallelujah.
Now, and see, I'm gonna tell you something. The praise is in my mouth. I'm praising.
Yes.
If you got a broken leg, then I said, I told the person, I said, God can heal that leg. God will heal it.
Yes,
do you want it? Do you
if
want
you
it?
Want
see, some
healing,
folks,
that's right.
You got it. It's yours for the asking. It's like going to the store. Well, you got to go to the store. You got to have some money. I'm talking about faith. When you come to heaven, you got to have faith. When you come to call God, you got to have faith. For it's impossible to please God without faith.
Without it.
Now, the devil can get up and say, well, okay, you know. He said, well, what about Dr. Gamble? What about her? And God said, what about her? Well, you know, I got her protected. You and her and the prophets, I got them protected. But if you just move back for just maybe a shooting, I'll make something to your faith. God said you can do everything you want to them. But they're giving
stolen. They show.
What we're going to do today.
Yeah.
I'm not
Amen.
To be the boy. And when he thunders, he shakes, and the Timby says, well, when it's done, when he gets the light, it's done. I'm still got my old way. I get in the corner of the house. I don't honor you. My mother always told me, when God is thundering, he's talking to you. Be quiet. I'm going to sit there. I ain't going to say a word. When he finishes, I say, is it okay to come out? It's okay. See, because the more you understand what God is doing, he's so intelligent.
Yes, he is beyond intelligent.
He has so much knowledge. And I want you to know, there are many people that want something, but they're afraid as something. But if I told them, if I come on, I say, everybody want $1,000, I'm going to write it for them. Guess
they be calling all night.
But see, oh, Jesus, I love you, Father. But see, that's the whole problem we got today. A lot of people want money. A lot of people don't want to give God the glory. And I'm going to tell
that's
you,
right.
When God gives you the glory, when you give God the glory, God makes it sure that he makes it possible for us. I'm a living witness. And all he's doing today, I want the people. And see, on that, I'm going to let you know ahead of time, it's going to be one Saturday at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to invite some of the people. And I'm gonna let them know individually who one of the speakers are. And I want them to know, God going to use that one or two person. It ain't got to be me. I want the God to use somebody.
Use somebody.
Use them, Lord. Use them in the spirit. As the old lady would say, use me, Lord. Don't throw me down. Use me, Lord. Use me.
You know, when you say that, use, Dr. Hunter, sometimes people come to the Lord, I want the Lord to use me, Lord. But then when God begin to use them, they try to tell God how to use them. See, God wants to send you somewhere where, Lord, I can't go today. You find excuses, you know, excuses to postpone what God told you to do. So when God say, I'm going to use you, and then you trying to tell him how to use, no, you can't do that. You just allow God to use you regardless of how he want to use you. Okay, God, this is what, because see, if he use you, he's going to equip you to do what he called you to do.
Well, I know a person on the line with us right now. You need a healing right now. The line with us. You don't have to confess. Can we pray for you? Can we pray for you? Can we pray for you? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come not tied up by the world system. We come according to Jesus Christ, and we pray right now for somebody that needs the healing in our body, Father. You didn't show me the sick, but you sent the word to my spirit and said, they need a healing right now. They need some help. We're here to help you. I'm here to help you. In the name of Jesus, I come against every disease of your bodies, of your attitude.
Yes, Lord.
I come against every enemy that's trying to take you down in the name of Jesus. I come against every thought process. I come against every evil spirit. I come against Lucifer. I come against that spirit of that witch. Everything that's come against you in the name of Jesus.
God.
The authority that's in my body, I send it out to you right now.
God.
I send it to you in the name of Jesus. And the anointing on you right now.
Yes.
And I hear you saying in your heart, if that's what it is, that's all it is. You got to receive it.
Yes.
You got to.
Got the victory.
And Jesus said.
Yes.
And Jesus said these words. Jesus said, when they said to Jesus, Mary said, Lord, had you been here, my brother would not have died.
God knew what he was doing.
He said, I am the resurrection.
Yes.
He said, He's a part of that resurrection. He's a part of it.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I love what he said. I thank you, Father. He said, show me, good God, show me. Show me where you lay me. Show me.
Yeah.
I say to the unbeliever, show where the pain is. Show where the hurt is. Show it to me in the name
glory.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Show it to me. And I know God's going to move. I'm a liar. God is not a liar. I know he's going to move.
Yeah.
I know it's going to move. He made a commitment.
Oh, yeah.
He made a commitment. God ain't keeping me up all these nights and teaching me and showing me things, waking me up. And say, it's
Amen.
A reason. I'm not afraid.
Yeah. That's right.
They got the thing right now that they got. The Satan has got busy and people putting these things in their skin. That's the mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast.
That's what it is. You going to take it? No, I'll never take it.
Me neither.
I said, take me out. They got to take me out. I'm not afraid. My skin, my flesh may be afraid, but my spirit say, I'm going to be with God.
Yes.
My mother told me one day when she was 59 years old, she said, son, I've done everything. Hallelujah, Father. She said, I've done everything God sent me to do. I'm ready to go home. She told me on a Friday, that Saturday, that Monday, she went to be with the Lord at 5:39. Her heart exploded. Went home to be with the Lord. It blessed me.
Yes.
And I want to tell, Jesus, close it out there, Doctor. Close it out, Dr. Gamma. Close us out.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your word on tonight, God. We asking that your word reach the nation, God. Somebody's listening, God, tonight for healing. Somebody's listening for answers on tonight, God. God, we ask that you open up their mind, open up their understanding, God, to know, God, it's you. It's about you, Lord Jesus. And God, about your believers today, God, that we are putting this word out on the air that somebody was here tonight and say, this is me. I needed this. Oh, but God, after they do it, let them begin to move on your word, God, and do what your word say do, God. God, if it's healing in their minds, God. Begin to do it right now, God. Let them know that the battle is not theirs, but it belongs to you, God. You are the healer, God. You are the mind regulator, God. In the name of Jesus, and God, thank you on tonight. We thank you for the radio station on tonight. We thank you for the vision you put in Dr. Hunt on tonight, God. Let this vision broaden, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every suicidal mind that's out there, God, tonight. Say, no, 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 I'm not going to do this. And I'm praying for the people that are sick on tonight, panicking what the doctor said. No, no, God has the last say. I'm healed. I'm healed in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen. And God bless y'all. Until next time, remember my words. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.